So what can you do to practically and positively support someone who hoards? Remember that first and foremost, the person comes first, and you need to see beyond the clutter. Offer physical support when asked regarding cleaning and organizing. Respect their requests and be sure that you document the task. You may also want to document what was discarded and that there was consent to do so from them. The person's legal representative or family may ask you to just throw things away. What you should do is talk to the person about this. Also, talk to the individual's legal representative about your role as a staff person and what your responsibilities and limitations include. You may help advocate for the individual to get professional help for their hoarding. The company you work for may also have to follow Minnesota Statute 245D. Click the gavel and book to see what 245D has to say about the accumulation of objects. Offer emotional support and remember that there is reason behind the clutter. Encourage them to talk about what is causing distress or anxiety. Listen to them without judging or trying to fix them. Praise steps taken to seek treatment and support and to get rid of their possessions. Throwing away a few pamphlets from a year ago may seem insignificant to you, but to someone who hoards, they may feel like they scaled a mountain. Understand that these changes for the person are hard, but keep encouraging them to try to take one step at a time. Develop trust with the person served. This may take time and effort for the person to feel safe around you. Trust can be developed through consistency of care, encouragement, and a genuine desire to help and support the person. When hoarding involves risk to a person's health and safety, seek outside help. Communicate to the agency or team members and help them find support.